open Matthew chapter 7 and let's bygone be bygone. Let's conclude what we started in very few minutes last Sunday and we close. Can we stand up and pick that text, Matthew chapter 7, and I'll read from verse 21 for our text. Are we there? I'm reading from verse 21. Open your Bibles and stand up for a text. I'm waiting for you to stand up for a text. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Hallelujah. Are we there? Chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Somebody shout, will. Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. The emphasis there is, hallelujah. He said, because he didn't deny the fact that you served him. You served him very, very faithfully. For you to stand before the Lord in his judgment seat and say, ah, God, look me where. Was it not in your name I cast out devils? Was it not in your name I prophesied? Was it not in your name I did this, I did that? I had the biggest church. In fact, through me, I baptized how many people? All the testimonies for Bright Voice is not my name that they call. It's not enough. He, after that, he said, go away from me. He said, I don't even know you. Why? He said, ye that walk iniquity. Then he added, not everyone that will say, Lord, 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 in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The Lord say, not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. The only ones that will enter into the kingdom are those who will do the will of the Father. And remember, it's the second part or the concluding part of the sermon topic we titled Walking in the Will of God. Walking in the will of God. Those of you who are not here, get the tape. Get the CD, VCD, or the CD last Sunday. Walking in the will of God. He said, he, the only person that will enter into the kingdom is he that will do the will of God. And the reason I'm emphasizing this is that there are two wills of God that we try to look at. There is the perfect will of God and there is the permissive will of God. There is the perfect will of God and there is the permissive will of God. And the only acceptable will of God is the perfect will of God. The permissive will of God is God fulfilling your own heart desire. Contrary to his own heart desire. That's why we sang the song, to be like Jesus. Remember, we are raised to conform. Our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Christ. That's why we sing, to be like Jesus, all through life's journey from earth to glory. All we pray is to be like Jesus. It's true. And the Lord Jesus Christ said several times, he didn't come to do his own will, but to do the will of him that sent him. Amen. Even at the point of death, when the flesh was reacting to the sufferings that were ahead of him at the Garden of Gethsemane, where he had the option to say yes or to say no. Like we see in the book of Ruth, in our Sunday Bible study. Last Wednesday, we look at the book of Ruth. And when it was time for the right person to redeem Ruth, Boaz said there is a nearer person, next of kin, nearer than him. And they called that man, because one of the law for redemption is that the redeemer must be willing to redeem. And the man that the Bible referred to as one, what did the Bible call him? Those of you who were here. Eh? Ho. Don't call him hey. You don't get name. Useless man. Amen. He turned down the right to redeem Ruth. Jesus Christ had the option also to refuse to go to the cross of Calvary. But at that moment, where he will have said, no, make every man will account for himself. He said, Father, if it is possible for this cup to pass over me, let it pass over me. Nevertheless, not my will, but what? Thy will. He submitted himself to the will of the Father. And every true Christian must submit yourself to the perfect will of the Father. Now this is important that we ponder over it, so that you can know the difference between the permissive will and the perfect will of God. So that you can look in your daily walk in this life with God, ensure that you are walking in God's perfect will, not his permissive will. And that's why we gave all the examples that we gave. And we ended up with Balaam. And if I'm refreshing your memory concerning Balaam, remember when Balak came to him to curse Israel, what did God tell him when he went to inquire? God told him, I have blessed these people. You can't curse them. That is God's perfect will. Whom God has blessed, you can't ask him again to curse that person. No. Hallelujah. But because of the gift that was offered by Balak to Balaam, and then he now went a second time to ask, Father, you mean him? Talk again. If you are the one that spoke to me yesterday, repeat again. You know, that is how funny some of us to pray. What are you going to confirm again? You say, I am sure of the voice that speaks to me. I am sure of the voice that speaks to me. I am sure. I am sure. I am sure. I am sure. And that voice came and spoke to you. The first voice that spoke to you, God's first voice is always his perfect will. The first voice that spoke to you told you, hallelujah, that you cannot go. You cannot marry that man. See the reason you cannot marry him. You say, You wake up the next day, you see the man. He parked his S-Class or his Jeep outside. Very handsome. See him. When he smile like this, your body go shake. You see the man. But the man, now Hindu, you are supposed to be born again Christian, though. But the man is Hindu. But when you come, anytime you see this man, he has one type of voice like that. When he parked that car like that, the man is handsome. Even all my friends, they are envying me because of him. Amen. And the voice of the Lord tells you in the Bible, ye shall not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. That is the first voice of the Lord. Amen. That is the first voice of the Lord. And then you are looking at him. Ah. You take off. Brandon, so. I beg. Inquire for me. Look where we confirm for me. I beg. I don't want to make mistake. I don't want to make mistake. That is what your mouth is saying. I don't want to make mistake. I don't want to make mistake. Meanwhile, your heart is saying, whether God like it or not, me and this man go marry. I know. After some time, I go pray. He will believe. I know he will believe. I know he will believe. He will surely believe. I know my God. I know. He said he will give me my heart desire. Beto, the Bible says, make I inquire first. Then you are taking off. No, so before you even finish calling, no, so anointing will strike. No, so bah! The man is like this. His teeth is like this. He normally wear trouser way short like this. Now him, he wears golden chain for neck, for hand, for everywhere. Now him, he's using 3 jeeps. Like this, the Lord said, that's your husband. That's why I said, no, so is the only true prophet in Brother Assembly. Amen. Did God speak to no so? Yes. That's what I want you to note. Did God speak to no so? Yes. Did God speak to Balaam? Yes. If Balaam take off now, they ride the motor, they go. You stop her. Ah, Prophet Bella, where did they go? What will he tell you? The Lord said, I should go and curse those people. That's what I want you to note. And it's very, very confusing. And we saw in the scripture that the Lord said, was telling the prophet Ezekiel. Is it chapter 14? Hallelujah. You read it from verse 1. For those who were not here last time, he said, if the people come with the idols in their hearts to inquire of me, he said, I, the Lord, will answer them according to the idols of their hearts. Amen. And I told you something, praise the Lord. The example that William Branham gave us, I've said that several times to some of you here, you heard me. He said that he was in his office. A man came to inquire that he is not ready. You don't know what happened. What happened? No, his wife don't get belly. And they are not ready for it. They are thinking of terminating it, going to do abortion. But he wants to find out the perfect will of God. William Branham told him, say, no, you don't do that. The Lord said, no, you leave that baby. Don't try that. The man stood up and said, okay, that will be done, oh Lord. He left. Shortly after, another man came in again with the same problem. William Branham looked at him and said, yes, go and remove it. And William Branham's son was in the office. And as that man left, he said, Dad, what's happening? You told the other guy, the Lord said he shouldn't do it. But this one, he said, he should do it. Why? Is that not contradictory? He said, William Branham turned and looked at his son and said, the first man that came was very sincere. He wanted to know actually the mind of God. However costly it is to him, he was going to follow the perfect will of God. He said, but the other one that came, his son, he came to fulfill all righteousness so that they will say he went. He said, whatever I tell him, he has made up his mind to terminate the pregnancy. And the Lord said, I should tell him, go and terminate it. Now he's taking off and going. What happened? The Lord said, I should go and terminate that pregnancy. But right at the end there, an angel of the Lord was standing with a sword, ready to cut off the neck of Balaam. But it's God that said he should go. Why was an angel waiting there again to finish him? That is the difference between the perfect will of God and the permissive will of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is in every area. Your marriage, your ministry, you must know the perfect will of God. Let me tell you, amen. It's so important. Remember, we are no more of our own. God calls us according to his purpose. And if you are not right where God is fulfilling his purpose in your life, you are bending him somewhere, you have no more contract with God. You are no more obligated to challenge your calling. How many servants of God can stand and challenge their calling? Very few. The reason is, many of us walk outside his will. And that's why you see ministers in ministries today suffering up and down. I have seen them. Pastor, I don't understand what is happening. The last one, a young man came to my office. Pastor, I don't understand what is happening. I pray for people. God will answer them. And they go. They don't come back again. I am so worried. And he's the pastor of a church. I asked him, what is your calling? He said he's a prophet. And I asked him, if you are a prophet, then what are you doing in the office of a pastor? I said, that's where you have your problem. Everybody, God call me, God call me. Every man, including every woman, Christian today, when you hear, God call me, the next thing that comes to their mind is Jew of a place. Is that the only call in the Bible? Certainly, Ephesians 4:11 say he has given some prophets, some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body. Amen. But be sure your own is pastor before you gather people to pastor them. Hallelujah. Be sure your own is prophet before you sit down to begin to say people are coming to you to inquire. There's a difference between the gift of the word of knowledge and the office of a prophet. I've explained it here several times. But because people don't bother to find out God's perfect will, they think because you see vision, it means you're a prophet. No, it's not. There's a difference. Vision, audible voice, dream, inspiration, is all under the gift of the word of knowledge. It's different from the office of a prophet and the gift of the word of knowledge. A man and a woman can operate it, no problem. But the office of a prophet, only a man can occupy that office. So it's wrong for you to address any woman as prophetess Amaraj. Prophetess Uju, like our singer was singing. It's wrong. A woman cannot occupy the office. Prophet is an office. Now, but there's the gift of prophecy, where the anointing can strike you and then you give. Thus said the Lord, and you give. Now, that does not make you a prophet or a prophetess. See, concerning spiritual gift, this church is supposed to be the most established because we have taught it over and over and over and over. Let me tell you, how do you know you're a prophet? You are a prophet. A prophet is a seer, one that can inquire. You can go to inquire from that person. Amen. I don't know how I will explain it. I want some people to drop that title, prophet and prophetess, after today. Because if you answer prophetess, you are operating under the permissive will of God. You are as guilty as a woman pastor. Amen. A prophet is one that you can go to inquire. You can go to inquire. You can go. I don't know. What is the English Igbo word for inquire? Eh? In Hausa, we call it Duba. Eh? What do you call it? Lidu Ese. That is, you can stop him. You can go. Okay, prophet. I want to know the mind of God concerning this matter. Amen. And a proper prophet will not just turn and start giving you revelation. He won't. Because he doesn't own the anointing. So many people give revelation from the flesh. Show me every prophet in the Bible. There is something he will do to hear from God. There is something he will do to hear from God. It's either, okay, sing me a song. Hallelujah. Or you will see him while you are talking, he will say, wait. Then he will keep quiet. Now he know how in the take enter. Amen. And such a person, because he has the ability to contact the God of all gods, the creator of the heavens and the earth, when he says, thus said the Lord, there is no mistake in it. There is no mistake in it. And a true prophet of God does not play with words. Because every word he says, he knows you are going to hold on to it. Amen. Now, but what of sister that we normally go and say, see, I have a problem. And before you know it, she start to give me revelation. That is the gift of the word of knowledge. You see them, they collect microphone. As I was standing there, while the prayer was going on, I saw this. She did not go to inquire. Lord, show me this thing concerning that sister in yellow. Only a prophet can do that. He was sitting there, and the thing, pow, some of the anointing. If you don't see some of the prophets, the thing go fling them, they go break our chair. That is, the angel is calling his attention. He's busy looking at one sister that maybe is interested in. He go, ta-da! Listen to me, my friend. And the thing go hit out. The same thing with sisters. You go see sisters sit down like this, water. Hey! Hit everywhere. The angel, they call in attention, one show and something. In mind, they the thing, we worry and we come here, come here, say, come, I want to show you something. Come on, I want to show you something. Then the thing go, hit him, hey, bah! Go break head. But if you were quiet, you will suffer the thing you're suffering. I'm not teaching you gifts. June, we are going to take the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In June, when we shall have our 6 days vigil. In June. Praise the Lord. We'll talk about it. But I'm only trying to let you know how important it is to walk in the perfect will of God. It's important. Praise the Lord. Let me quickly correct that. Establish this fact that anybody with the gift of the word of knowledge, if you say, let us pray concerning anything, if the person is praying, that gift, amen, with your faith, God will use that channel and talk to you. And always, they operate more when they are praying. Because that is the time they receive messages. It's a gift of the word of knowledge. And some of them are so high that you can confuse them for prophets. But let me tell you, how you will know that it is not a prophet is some of them, amen, then they backfire. They say some things that they don't say correctly for reasons best known. But when a prophet speaks, Pastor Thomas was saying something one day. He said, in those days, in Israel, when you hear that a prophet has visited your village, everybody go fear. What do we do? What do we do? What will happen? When God will send this prophet come. Wahala don't come. What will happen? And the man will come. Amen. And drop his own. And go. And then, let me tell you also. Amen. I have told you also. The evidence of a genuine gift from God. Watch all the Bible prophets from which all the prophets are supposed to take example from. Every true child of God that has a genuine experience with God, it keeps them humble. It keeps them humble. They are always seeing themselves as nothing. Amen. A true prophet is never proud. Never proud. Never. 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 But when you walk outside the will of God, expect what Satan can do. Well, when we shall be taking the gift of the Holy Ghost, we'll be explaining them again in June. We will see a lot of these things so that everybody will find his true position and stay there. Apostle Paul says, talk about the body of Christ. One body, many members. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Why does the hand want to play the role of the leg? Why? Perfect will and permissive will. Why? There is the role of the hand to play for this body. There's the role of the leg to play for this body. Why? Everybody this day wants to put the tag of a prophet. Everybody is struggling to see vision. Everybody is struggling, you know, to get the anointing. Is that your calling? I expect somebody to pray seriously after today. Lord, what is your perfect will concerning me? And mention the area. They say, I have a call. So many people come to me, they want me to confirm their call for them. And it sounds very funny. I can't confirm your call for you. The reason is, your gift determines your office. Your gift determines your office. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Now, an evangelist, a pastor, an evangelist who goes about preaching, certainly a true evangelist, certainly we have a power gift following him. That one is certain. Hallelujah. Anybody that is an evangelist, listen. That is how you will know whether I'm in the will of God or not, also. Every evangelist, the reason is, you are going out to the battlefield. You are going out where people will throw arrows at you. You are going out where people will doubt your God. You are going to preach a God that can deliver. An evangelist does not speak grammar. His own is action. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's true. And now you're an evangelist. Now there is a power gift following you. All of a sudden, you go open office, print complimentary card. All you are doing is aladelidu and deliverance. Aladelidu and deliverance. Are you in the will of God? The gift given to you is to go and win souls. And to confirm that what you are saying is the truth. That is how our evangelists operate in this ministry. Oh, they will go to a bus stop. They will carry their instruments together with the musicians. And then they will go and stand there. They will make noise. They will dance. And everybody will leave their shop, come join them, they dance. Okada will park, Okada join, they dance. They don't send a fisherman, they come. When they don't gather rich, an evangelist will collect microphone. He will now tear it down. When he finishes, say, and to confirm that it is God that has sent us here. If you are sick, come out. They will receive healing. And before you know what, hallelujah, evangelists will begin. That's why I say, thank God for our evangelists. Thank God for some of them that I revelated. If not, evangelist IK, you will have been answering prophet IK. There's no revelation that brother has given me that has not come to pass. There's none. And many others there that go out on evangelism, they will see them at the bus stop. They will discern you, tell you your problem, tell you where you come from, even call your name. Yet in bride assembly, they are not called prophets. They are evangelists. That anointing must follow you. Don't get confused by the anointing and leave your position and go and open office every day. I bind you, I lose you, I bind you, I lose you. That is not where God has placed you. Go out, use that anointing and bring souls into the kingdom. That is God's perfect will for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And every pastor, every true pastor must, I repeat, must have a power gift. Follow him. The reason is simple. Hallelujah. God, David, why was David qualified to be king of Israel instead of Saul? He had his history. He was watching over the sheep of his father. A bear came. Another time a lion came. With his bare hands, he went and delivered the sheep from the mouth of the lion. Now, you know that certainly it was not just ordinary strength of a man. And somebody who could risk his life to that level was qualified to be the chief shepherd of Israel as a king. Now, every pastor, I repeat, every pastor, because I am confident that is how it is, scriptural. You must. Brother Abraham made a statement. He said that the pastor of every church is always one step ahead of other ministries. He said it. That's why he said, if you are in a church and you think you know better than the pastor, he said that is evidence that is not your church. Because you can't know more than your pastor. It's not possible. Hallelujah. Now listen. Because the devil will try to come to take away his sheep. There must be an anointing around him that when he steps in there, he will deliver that person. But I have so many pastors because they are intellectually very brilliant, especially in the end time message. They know how to retain. They can cram dates, cram everything. They even write books. They do, but let headache catch any member. They can't even pray for headache to go. And I doubt that calling. I said, go and confirm. Did God place you to watch over his children? When there is a problem, they are phoning Lagos. Ramosis, send us some of your prophets now. Ramosis, send us. Brother Moses, what? Did God place you there? And that is why inter-message churches don't grow. They don't grow. Because when the people come, there, the thing to keep them is not there. It's not there. Why? People walk outside the will of God. And let me tell you that the will of God can sometimes be awkward. And if I can establish this, we can close. You must understand. The perfect will of God can sometimes be awkward. Do you know that Job, hallelujah, that all the suffering he was suffering was God's perfect will for him? Do you know that? Do you know it was God that told Satan, go? One day all his children died. One day all his wealth disappeared. One day again, a manner of sickness came upon him. A wealthy man became such a poor man. Is it possible for somebody, because he was not paying for his sin, I'm talking about somebody who can beat his chest. You know his testimony. When his friends came and said, you're a secret sinner, you better confess because you can't be suffering this. A brother called me yesterday. He's suffering terrible trials and temptations. He's a popular preacher in this entire message. In fact, we started this ministry together with him. He had to leave. Serious until right now, he has no accommodation. In a particular church at Ijesha, there, he is, him and there is four or five of his children with his wife, they are sleeping in the open church, and the church is just built like this one is built. Across over there. He needed some money and came to me. Whatever I had, I gave him. So I just remembered him yesterday. I was feeling so much for him. I called. He made a statement. He said, brother, the condition never changed. Where I thought I would get the house, they returned my money for me. And now it's here. He said, brother Moses, it's only you I have told my condition that I am here in the open church hall. He said, the reason is, if these enter message preachers, they hear what thing happen, then go say, now my sins, they find me out. I know you are the only one that will understand. And truly, I do understand that it's possible for God to allow his children to pass through that. Because he allowed Job to pass through that. I am not the type that will see you suffering. I will say, hey, now your sin. Lie, lie. Because God's perfect will is sometimes awkward. Job never knew that it was a meeting between Satan and God. And what was God doing with Job? God was trying to use Job to confirm to Satan that there are people on earth that are serving me, not for what they will get from me. Oh, glory be to God. No matter what they go through, they will never say anything against me. That's all he wanted to prove. I don't know what is using your case to prove here, somebody. I don't know. I don't know which meeting was had with God, with that demon that he has released to follow you. I don't know. I don't know why God had to keep me for over 20 years. If I pray for people looking for fruit of the womb, they will get it. If I pray for my own, he will tell me, say, I have answered. I have answered. Which can be this? Which one is they talk to me? I have answered. I don't know what he wanted to achieve. But one thing was sure. Like Job. Hallelujah. Nothing will separate him from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16? The Bible said they didn't know that it was God that was moving.